Okay, thank you to our chair, Charlie. And of course to our panel. Right, we've now got a video documentary which has been done by people at Maypole. They've been watching today, I've been told, during this debate, and we now have a video from them.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Anya.
And I'm Harriet.
It's Saturday morning and it's almost 10 o'clock and we're here at the Birmingham Maypole Centre where we're working on an unusual experiment as part of a special session at Birmingham's Young People's Parliament.
The Antisocial Behaviour Bill becomes law by the end of the year. It will affect young people and we've come to the Maypole Centre to see what the youth of today think about it.
Over the next hour, a group of 15 young people will be working with a team of artists to make a short video where they show how they feel about the government's plans.
And then it will be sent to the Young People's Parliament where it will be screened at the plenary session at 12:15.
Better get moving, not got time to waste.
And that's the way the law happens, because all these people make
Okay, what else?
Are you antisocial?
No.
What do you think antisocial means?
People who go out, purposely cause destruction and, like, say you go out drinking and purposely throw things at cars, people's windows, purposely just cutting themselves off the community, stuff like that.
Okay. Some people have said that by being the reason young people are antisocial is because they've got nowhere to go, nowhere to be. So what do you think would make your area better so that, like, young people aren't being antisocial? So what do you think, how could you improve the area?
Well,
not you personally, but people.
Do more things for people, like my post night would do a lot on a Monday and Tuesday. But it would be better if it was like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well.
Or things on the weekend.
Or on the weekend, yeah.
We're hanging around on the street with nothing to do. We need activities and we need clubs and parks. We need somewhere to go. We can't hang around. If there are places to hang and play football, we deserve better. We're always getting in trouble. Old people moan because we're minding our own business, playing games and being loud. We need to be provided with benches and skater parks with graffiti walls.
Right, and that was that. We're now going to do a quiz again, I think. Yeah. Thanks a lot to everyone at Maypole who made that video. It was great, and we really appreciated it. We're now going back to the quiz, I think. Is it the same one we did earlier? Yeah, it is. Now, after everything you've seen today, everything you've learned today, and everything you've heard about the Antisocial Behaviour Bill, it'd be interesting for us all to see how your opinions may have changed or how your views have differed. Cam, are you going to record the results again? Right then, well, we've got question one. Have you heard of the Antisocial Behaviour Act before this event? Well, I don't think that's going to change much from this morning, but let's try. 3, 2, 1, vote. I'm not sure how it's changed, but we'll check in a bit. Question two. Have you ever caused any trouble in your local community? Red for yes, yellow for no, green for not sure. 3, 2, 1. Interesting. Question three. Have you ever been a victim of antisocial behaviour? Red for yes, yellow for no, and green for not sure. Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. I have to to show the results. Just look to your right, it's easier. Do you ever stay on the streets after 9 p.m? Red for yes, yellow for no, and green for not sure. Vote now. 3, 2, 1. Do you feel safe on the streets? Red for yes, yellow for no, and green for not sure. 3, 2, 1. Question number 6. Do you agree that your parents should be responsible for your behaviour? I'm not going to say which buttons are which because you should know by now. 3, 2, 1. Do you think police respect young people? 3, 2, 1. Do you think the government has thought enough about the Act's effects on young people? 3, 2, 1. So you prefer the police to the government then? Do you believe that this Act will affect your everyday life? 3, 2, 1. And finally, would you like to have a say in how to reduce antisocial behaviour in your area, stroke school, stroke life? Like you have today, you've had a say, you've got to put questions to people. Did you like doing that? Did you like having a say? Vote now. 3, 2, 1. There you go. Seems to get more people voting at each vote. Right, just quickly, because I'm interested, I'd just like to ask people, do you think that you know what the antisocial behaviour is now after today? Or are you still confused as to it? Same things as before. What antisocial behaviour is what it's asking. Do you think that you know what antisocial behaviour is? This is just generally an interest of mine, which I think could be useful. So do you think you know what antisocial behaviour is now? 3, 2, 1. Interesting. Now for our final part of this event today, we're going to have a piece of music played to us, which has been played when we're coming in and out, as the day's been going through, which was created by St. Philip's College Pre-16 Group.
Yo, it's MC Busy now, and I got to big up all the mans, the Matty MC, the DAZ, the Bonehead MC and the Tubbsy MC. Can't forget all my brethren in college, the LKB, the Asher, J1, MC Splinter, and we're taking over. It's MC Busy with a brand new flavour. Wanna talk about antisocial behaviour. This is for business, not for the raver. Wanna change the law, wanna be the saviour. For the kids in the future, they won't have shit except a computer. Tony Blair, do this, you're a fool. Keep kids off the street and I just whack school. Cause I wanna be out chilling with their friends. Just wanna chill down in the ends. Story's dumb and it will not work. I'm putting a case to you, my name's Wilbur. Only 16 and I'm not that old. Been through a lot and my life's been cold. I'm not ready to quit, not ready to fold. The law won't work, this law won't mould. Yo, I gotta big up all my friends from Quinton as well. The Cobra MC, Jazza MC, Tyrone and Sean. Yo, what's going on in the world? I'm only 16 and I'm trying to be heard. I could see clearly now my vision is blurred. Antisocial behaviour, that's a stupid word. I wanna live my life as I please. Don't want feds coming trying to tease. Don't wanna feel me, but I don't take these. Feds surrounding me like shit and fleas. Only 16 and I'm still a teenager. I can't walk the streets cause my life's in danger. Can't chill with man, so I am a lone ranger. Fuck Tony Blair, bring back John Major. This law gets passed, I'm gonna be out the country real fast. Might be white, but my girls have cash. She's polluting us both like a chemical gas. Yo, we're taking over the show. Yo, check this. Listen up, cause I'm about to talk. I'm only 16 and I can't even walk from my own area without being sore. Feds are coming and I can smell poor. Got where I am from determination. Jump on the stage, I rap the nation. Hear my sound on every station, but I can't rush, I gotta be patient. What is this law gonna do? Won't stop kids chilling in big crews. Won't catch on like a cold or a flu. It's just gonna make little kids feel blue. Can't chill with their friends, it's gonna make just kids go round a bend. Pass this law in the streets, all men. I'm willing to take if you're willing to lend. Yo, check, and we're nearly finished. Ready for the last lyric. Yo, I'm still quite young and I smoke a lot, but not just fags, I also smoke pot. Say it loudly, I don't care if it's hot. Can't take away what I've already got. Fuck with me and you're gonna get shot. Only quite young but I fight it a lot. Might think I'm going a bit over the top. This law ain't never gonna work, full stop. You do this and you don't. Think that I'll lose but I've already won. Can't stop violence, knives and a gun. Bring this to be heard and it ain't for fun. Have you heard what I hear? Keep kids off the street and the place will be weird. Think it'll scare me, I got no fear. Pushing to fight and I'm in top gear.
Walking through the town, undercover police, some black man and then a white woman come up to us. And like, they told us to come to one side. My other friend tried to walk away, like he dragged him back. Like, they pulled us to one part and he was going, where are you that going now? And I was on my way home and that. Like, I go to him, you get fun out of pulling over 15-year-old kids on the street. Not really. Telling me not to be cheeky, and now I go to him, ain't be cheeky. Told me to turn around, put my hands on the wall, like this. You get me? And like, I thought he weren't right, so I turned back round. I goes, nah, I ain't doing that. And like, he told me to take off this top. But I took it off. He searched it, the sleeves and everything, the collar and that. And he told me to take off my other top, so I took off that. He searched that. And he searched my jumper. And he searched me down like that. And like, he searched my other friend, and then a former mum. Told him that he searched me and my other friend, which was a black boy. When he left the white one alone, but when I told my mum, he decided to search him as well. And my friend shook his hand and we walked away. Well, I don't reckon that was right.
Just listen.
Keep in your head up.
Use your mind. Even when times get hard. It's a complicated world we live in. Just play the game.
Keep in your head up.
I turn to the channel for news. Hear gun incidents and murders affiliated with crews. It's like my vision's blurry. Naked pictures of me dead in the cemetery. Even my teachers couldn't reach me. It's like you can't walk the streets in peace. Wishing all my enemies deceased. Will the black on black crime ever stop? Battles and wars, some soldiers drop. Born and raised with a mission. Strong mind and military vision. My soldiers stand in line as we position. Mr. Blair, hear me speak. Political talk when you're understandably weak. The society we live in ain't right. Sleepless nights open, each day's bright. Can't you understand our pain and misery? Whilst you're living a life of liberty. When will this ever change? Use your brain and rearrange. It's like we're trapped inside a cage. Murders from MAC-10s and 12K.
You know you take it out of the hood. What are those things you know you could? You don't need to throw your life away. There are better days. Keep your head up and keep on rising to the sun. Keep your dreams and aspirations, cause your life has just begun.
Looking into the mirror. Growing up, labored as a sinner. Achieve what you should, even as a beginner. Ain't got nothing to lose. The path you follow is what you choose. It's a complex world we live in. Teardrops reminiscing. Flashbacks and young children missing. It's about being true. Hard times, my niggas help me through. Remain strong and follow my lead. Proceed walking for what you need. At times I feel hopeless. Thinking deep, losing focus. Tired of the police harassing black males. Catching cases, trapped in jail cells.
You could. You don't need to throw your life away. There are
Shout out to Busy, all my LOZ niggas, Splinter, LKB, Asher, the one and only baby girl. You can't forget my nigga OPK. B19, we out.
Yeah. Jay and Asher dropping hard facts, copywritten based on true mental acts. Big up B16, LWT Soldier.
We're coming to the close of today now. I'd like to thank everyone that's come, especially the people from who've come all the way from Rotherham to be with us today. So it's a long way to travel, so thank you for that. It's been asked that, I know in some groups, like my group, we did fill these in earlier. I didn't manage to collect them from my group, so if they've still got them, hand them in. People that haven't filled these in, could you, before leaving, fill them in, hand them in, just outside, I think, when you collect them? Yeah, collect them just outside there. Fill them in. Thank you to everyone for coming. It's been a really good event. And hope to see you again. Oh, yeah, and thanks to the technician. Sorry.
Can I just say something before we finish? To thank Young People's Parliament, first of all, for hosting this event. To thank Jacob and Cam for their input. And also, I want to thank Verda and Nikki, because they've spent so much time as part of their day, well, it's not even part of their day job. They've just wanted to do this and worked with Jacob and Cam to actually put this together outside of their normal working hours a lot of the time. Lots of things they've done, which has gone behind the scenes that haven't been seen, but has helped today be what it is today. So can I thank you both, please?